B'choros Perek Ches, Mishnah Dalet 8:4. We continue with Sfeikos. Here we have one man who has two wives, and they give birth in a cave in the dark, and the children get mixed up, and therefore we don't know exactly which child belongs to which mother. So a variety of cases. The Mishnah starts out by saying, Shtei Nashim Shelo Bikru. You have two women married to one man. Neither one has had a child before. V'yaldu Shnei Zacharim. They give birth inside a cave in the dark. In the morning we discover there are two boys here. So we don't know which boy belongs to which mom, but we know that both these boys came from one of the mothers. Both mothers, this was their first child, therefore both children are in fact Bechorim. That being the case, Nosen Eser Slaim LaKohen. The din will be that the father should give Pidyon HaBen 5 Slaim for each of the two boys. Meis Echad Mehen Besoch Shloshim Yom. If the father gave the money to the Kohen before the boys are 30 days old, which is a strange thing to do, because the chiv to do Pidyon HaBen doesn't kick in until 30 days. But he had a Kohen handy. He said, I'm giving you the money now. The child will not be padui, not be redeemed, but the money, he stipulates, when the child gets 31 days old, at that point, it should be effective for the pidyon. But what happens is, prior to the 31st day, one of the boys dies, and therefore the father wants a refund to get back 5 slime for one of the two boys. Says the Mishnah, Im lo kohen echad nasan, if he gave the 10 slime to a single kohen, then yachzer lo chamesh slime. Then obviously, the Kohen was entitled to both, he was entitled to one, and therefore the Kohen must give him a refund back 5 slaim. But, im l'shnei kohanim nasan, if he gave 5 slaim to 2 separate kohanim, and again, he didn't, clear the cases, he didn't say, you know, I have two boys, one's Reuven, one's Shimon. I don't know whose mother Reuven is or whose mother Shimon is, but they're both definitely firstborns to their respective mothers. And so therefore he says, to, he has two friends who are kohanim, and they're conveniently named Reuven and Shimon also. So if the case would be, he says to Reuven, I'm giving you 5 slaim to redeem my son Reuven, and Shimon, I'm giving you Shimon the Kohen 5 slaim to redeem my son Shimon, then it would be a non-starter. Of course, if Shimon didn't make it 30 days, he'd go back to Shimon the Kohen and say, I need my 5 slaim back because I was never chayiv. But the case is that he went to Reuven and he said, I have two boys and I'm giving you 5 slaim for one of them, and Shimon the Kohen, same thing. So now it's not clear which Kohen was poed to which child. Therefore, he can't get a refund from either because each one will say, Hamotzu Mechaver Lavaraya. Now, it's interesting just to note that Rashi, and therefore the Bartanura, who learns like him, say basically it's the father assumed the child would make it to 30 days. A child died after, call it 20 days. And therefore, it turns out we realize after the fact the child was taka a nafil. It was, you know, not a viable child. It was born prematurely or didn't develop fully in the womb. That, of course, would suggest that if somehow you could magically know for certain, you know, this child was born and was so precocious at 10 days old, it was ready, you know, it was walking and talking, no way to say it was a premature, you know, undeveloped baby. So then, in theory, so Rashi would imply that you would have to give the 5 slaim anyways for that child because it wasn't a nafel. Tosfos takes strong exception to this. He says, listen, the pasuk says you're not chayiv until after the month. And therefore, it has nothing to do with the suffix maybe or maybe it won't survive. There's no way really to, like, this isn't really Lamaisa because, in fact, any child that dies before 30 days, you'd never be able to evidence that for sure it was not a nafil, unless perhaps you rely on modern technology, perhaps. In any case, just speaking that out here, presuming the halacha will be like Tosfos anyways, that it's a gzeiras hakasav and there's no obligation to kick in until after the child is 30 days old or, you know, reach the full 30 days. On the 31st day. Says the Mishnah further, Zachar unakeva. If these two women that are married to a single man give birth in the cave in the dark, and in the morning they discover there's one male and one female child. So we know that the male is a firstborn. We just don't know who his mother is. And therefore, the din will be Nosen Chamesh Slaim LeKohen. The father has to give 5 slaim to the Kohen because his son is the firstborn, clearly. And the Mishnah actually said, I skipped these words, O Shnei Zachar Munakeva. Similarly, if there are two boys and one girl in the cave the next morning, so for sure one of the boys is a firstborn. The other boy may or may not be. The other boy could have been that he was a twin and his older sister was born first, in which case he isn't a Bechor. So we don't know that both are Bechoros, but at least one is. So the Mishnah says that the father gives for one. If, however, shtei nekevos v'zachar, if the next morning we come in and we find that in the cave with the two mothers there are two female children and one male child, or oshnei zacharim v'shnei nekevos, or there are two males and two females, either way, as long as you have two females in the room, so then we can say, well, maybe the first female was born for the first, the peterechem of mother A, and the second female was the peterechem of mother B, and therefore there's no bechor at all. And that being the case, says the Mishnah, ein kan lekohen klum. Therefore, the Kohen can't prove he's owed anything, so the Kohen collects nothing. The father redeems no one. The children don't need to redeem themselves either. Nothing happens. Now, new setup here. Here we have achas bikra va'achas lo bikra. So a man has two wives. One has had a child before and one hasn't. So the one who has had a child before will not have pity in a ben no matter what. The one who hasn't had a child before, if she gives birth to a male, that child is subject to pity in a ben requirements. Now, what happens again is these two ladies give birth in a dark cave. Next morning you come, you discover there's children. You don't know which child belongs to which mother. So in that case, v'yaldu shnei zacharim, if there are two boys in the cave, well, we don't know which child belongs to which mother, but we know that one boy came from the first time mother. And therefore that child, whichever one he is, he's pity in a ben. So nosen chamesh slam lekohen. Then the father should give five slams to the kohen for whichever of the two boys is the firstborn. If meis echad mehen besoch shloshim yom, if one of these two boys don't make it to 30 days, so now ha'av patra, the father's off the hook entirely. Why? Because maybe the boy that died was the boy which was born first, and the other boy, maybe the boy that died was the one who was born to the first time mother, and he was the one who was the bechor, and the other boy which survived was born to the not first time mother, so he never was the bechor in the first place. Okay, now what happens if the same setup, we have two boys, one of them is a bechor, we don't know which one, and therefore the father has to give five slime for one of them, but the father dies prior to giving anything. So that means it's really the same as the previous Mishnah in truth. In fact, Tosos asked why we're saying this all over again, but we're going to say it all over again, that now the estate owes five slime to a Kohen. So again, we'll have the same machlokas. If prior to the estate being separated out between the two sons, the Kohen can collect, because certainly the estate owes five slime. If the sons have already divided up the estate, then Rabbi Meir holds they have status of lekuchos, like I said in the previous Mishnah, and therefore the obligation to pay the Kohen is just a milva bepeh, an oral, not written down loan agreement, and therefore he doesn't have to pay it, and therefore the Kohen gets nothing. Rabbi Yehuda says no, even if they divided the estate, then they still have to pay collectively for the five slum, either because he holds they're not lekuchos, they're just yorshim, heirs, and there's such thing as brera, and they have to pay their fair share, or even possibly some learn that Rabbi Yehuda holds that they in fact are also lekuchos, but so what? The fact that Torah has this obligation written down makes it have the halachic status of being a milva b'shtar, or like I explained in the previous Mishnah. So the Mishnah says inside, meis ha'av v'habanim kayamin, the father dies, the two boys are still alive, one of them, unknown which one, has to still do pidyon haben. Rabbi Meir omer, im nasnu ad shlo chalku, if the estate gave the five slime prior to the boys dividing the estate amongst themselves, then nasnu, that was fine and given and it won't go back again. Ve'im lav, but if the estate didn't give the five slime and now the brothers have separated the estate, then paturim, each brother is pater from giving because they have the status of being a lokeach. Rabbi Yehuda omer, nischaivu b'nechasim. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, they, even though they split the estate, their estate, each their portions need to make whole the obligation of the five slime, and therefore they'll, if they're the Kohen claims against them as a team, they'll have to pay as a team. The Mishnah goes to the last case here, which is Zachor Nekeva, if the man who had two wives giving birth in a dark cave, one of them had given birth before and one hadn't given birth before, and in the morning discover there are two children here and they're mixed up who's the mother, and it's Zachor Nekeva, one is a male, one is a female, then Ein Kan LeKohen Klum. Then the Kohen is entitled to nothing, again, because of Hamotzu Mechaver LaVaraya, and the possibility is that the girl was born to the first-time mother, therefore she doesn't have a Bechor, and the boy was born to the not-first-time mother, so he isn't a Bechor, and therefore there's no Pidyon HaBen requirement. Since the Kohen can't prove that the boy was born to the first-time mother, he can collect nothing.